weeks before you're finally going to suit up in a uniform for Louisiana Tech? I know it's been a long time coming. What's it feel like?
You know, it's just exciting, you know, just to have to sit out last year. And, you know, it was really hard sitting out an entire year, but I really thank, you know, Coach Holtz and, you know, Coach Rite, you know, them really having my back and really sitting down and talking to me and, you know, really helping me get through it and just having my team there to back me up. But I can honestly say that it feels good to actually be back on the field this year. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting year. I can honestly say that.
Paul, you look at last year. I know you were on the team, but you weren't able to play. Compare last year's team's demeanor versus this year's team's demeanor.
You know, as far as right now, I can just say that I feel like, you know, last year, you know, we were a really good team. You know, we worked hard, we put in the work, but I feel like this year, you know, it's just a totally different environment. I feel like from a mental standpoint, we've gotten a lot tougher, and I feel like, you know, we're actually working a lot harder. You know, not to say that we didn't put in a lot of hard work last year, but, you know, we've done more things, you know, whether it's working on our craft, but as well as conditioning. So I can say that, you know, coming from last year, you know, making that transition, I feel like this spring, we've had a great spring and an excellent summer, and we're just ready to see how this season goes.
What about for you? They say you can learn the most through losses, and I'm sure losing the waiver claim kind of felt like a loss to you, but it allowed you to kind of study the wide receiver position a little bit more and really be ready for this upcoming season. Kind of talk about your preparation.
Well, you know, having to sit out last year, it really gave me a chance to really study the playbook and get a better understanding of it, you know, learning, you know, outside receiver and a little inside, you know. So I feel like, you know, you think of it as a loss, but it really wasn't. You know, it was just an opportunity for me to get better and to really work on myself as a receiver. You know, I feel like, you know, taking this time out really gave me an opportunity to hinder in on my craft, you know, working on whether it's catching, route running, you know, the little things that I felt like I could do to improve as a receiver.
There's a lot of expectations kind of placed on your shoulder from a lot of different sources, including your head coach. How exciting is it to finally get those expectations again?
You know, it's really exciting, honestly. I'm just happy to, you know, that he gave me an opportunity to come here, come back home, and play with some of the guys that I played with in high school. And I just can honestly say it's a blessing from God. And I just take it one day at a time, and hopefully I can live up to the expectations that they have for me.
Speaking of that, how cool of a situation is that to play with so many guys from high school and, you know, from this area? There's a ton of them on offense.
Right. You know, just playing with Xavier and Mims, you know, it's really exciting because, you know, I had a few guys that I played with down south, but, you know, really coming back home and only being 30 minutes away, you know, we really joke with some of the guys that we played against in high school. And, you know, it's all funny games here and there, but I can honestly say that it's really been cool, man. It's a fun environment, and I'm just – this is going to be an exciting team, honestly.
This morning on the radio, I said that West Monroe seems to prepare their players for the next level, maybe better than anybody else probably in the state. What do you think it is about the program that they're doing that is look at Xavier, for example, last year. He was setting the defense as a true freshman. What is it that y'all are learning at West Monroe that maybe everybody's not learning everywhere else?
It's probably just the preparation, man. You know, they really focus in on, you know, teaching you from a defensive standpoint, you know, coverages and really learning how to, you know, read different coverages. And, you know, and I feel like that's where it makes a difference, you know. Now, you know, every school puts in the hard work and the dedication, but I really feel like they take the time to teach you the little things, the fundamentals, you know, reading coverages and, you know, and just little things like that. So I feel like that's what gives them the upper hand, and that's why they've been able to succeed so well.
You went through the waiver process last year, obviously. Now Sterling's trying to get that sixth year. Do you have any discussions with him about that or anything?
No, not really. You know, me and Sterling joke all the time that he may not get it and he may have to sit out. But, you know, I don't think he'll have to sit out. You know, like he said, you just have to leave it in God's hands. I know God will give him his desires.
Is there any advice, though, that you can give him? Because obviously it can be difficult. I'm sure it was difficult for you last year, kind of in limbo.
You know, just to, you know, not to worry so much about it and just go out each and every day and just practice your hardest like you're going to be playing, you know. And, you know, just really just pray about it, and you just can't worry about situations like that, you know. It's not his decision. It's the NCAA's, you know, so it's out of his hands. Just leave it in God's hands.
What have you seen from the quarterbacks today? Obviously, you know, there's a big battle kind of going on there, and it has to be pretty exciting. What did you see from kind of the two front runners, so to speak?
You know, I feel like both Cody and Ryan did an excellent job today. You know, they both took leadership, and they both made some excellent throws here and there. You know, I feel like it's going to be a great competition between the both of them because both of them are really good. And, you know, they both put in the time and the preparation this past summer, and I just think that, you know, it's going to be a great battle, and I wouldn't want to be Coach Holtz.
Speaking of Coach Holtz, he kind of came in with some intensity today, it seemed like. So that had to be a kind of a neat little position to kind of get you fired up.
Oh, yeah, it really was. You know, he just wanted to make sure we came out here with a little energy, you know. And, you know, that was good for us because we came out here a little lackluster. But, yeah, I'm glad he came in there. He fired us up, and, you know, now we know what to expect, you know, from here on out.
Thank you.
I gave you a good sound.